I'm going to do a quick presentation. It's going to last 8 minutes. I want to do a quick FunQL overview, present the new features that we've been working on, and to present to you where we want to go and how ActivityPub have some limitation to build music recommendations and music discovery features. So FunQL is an audio streaming software. Well, you can listen to music, like tracks, build playlists. Actually, our implementation of ActivityPub supports audio metadata. So we share the audio metadata between ActivityPub. We created a bunch of new ActivityPub objects. So if you want to build an audio federation software, we reach out so we can share the same protocol, like object definitions. We also use RSS. And we have some centralized services that allows us to have a consistent database to avoid duplicates. Because if two users upload the same track, but in different files, it's hard to be sure it's the same track. So we use MusicBrain to have a unique ID to be sure they're actually speaking about the same music. We also use Internet Archive as a centralized service to get cover arts. So we've been funding by NLNet. We've been developing new features, mainly user follows with listening playlist and favorite tracks activities. So these also are new ActivityPub objects. And as far as I know, nobody else on the Fediverse uses them. We've been creating a link with ListenBrainz. It's also a centralized service that allows to get your listenings and your favorites from other services like YouTube, Spotify, whatever third-party services you want to use. So we are like creating a bridge between GAFAMS and ActivityPub. If you want to. We could probably have built a Scrobler, so a tool that records your listening activity as a decentralized services, but it was very interesting to have all the listening in one place to build the recommendation systems because it requires to do statistical relationships between listening, so you need the more listenings you have, the more data you have, the more accurate the recommendations are. So this is where we want to go, build proper music recommendation and music discovery systems. So you have two ways to do that, as I said, well, you have a lot of ways to do that, but mainly you can use user listenings or you can use music metadata, mainly genre metadata. About genre, we would like to use Wikipedia and MusicBrainz to build a collective knowledge about tags, specifically genre. Genre is very subjective, so you need to debate to create them. And also, what would be very interesting is to have a genre taxonomy. So, for example, if you have a, I don't know, German-based genre, you want to listen to all the subcategories, so you need to know that, I don't know, dubstep is a subgenre of German-based, which is a subgenre of dub. And this is very hard to do, and we didn't find any way to build this on using decentralized technology. So I guess using Wikipedia and this kind of collective tools, it's also nice. Well, there's also other things we could do with Wikipedia. For example, they have a list of artists that are considered as fascists, so we could create ban lists with that without having to do all the moderation work and the fact checking. We could rely on this kind of project. So for, as I said, we rely on centralized services. It's a little bit strange for an ActivityPub project. but we didn't find any solution that was easily implementable. So if you have any idea, feel free to reach out. Also, there have been some people willing to use FunQuail to allow artists to get money. And sadly, FunQuail is not a music distributor. It could be nice to have this kind of institution, because it could allow us also to have an income and a strong economic model. But we have nobody on the team knowing how precisely the music industry works. So about that also, if you have knowledge or if you have ideas of how this could work, feel free to reach out. And of course, interoperability is a political fight, not only a protocol. Sometimes we get lost on only implementing protocols. And well, we don't have the power of Spotify, so it's not a Spotify alternative yet, and I don't think it will be. Okay, thanks. If you have any ideas about how to build a decentralized recommendation systems, and if you want to implement Audio Federation, feel free to reach out. We will probably work on an activity pub feature proposal for Audio Object next year. And we'll also probably try to work with a Feditest project to enhance Federation with other projects. So yeah, that's it.
Thank you.